After a small plane crashed into a downtown Anchorage building last week, much of the coverage mentioned an organization called CAP. That stands for Civil Air Patrol, a federal organization which owns dozens of planes scattered across Alaska, including the one pilot Doug Demarest flew into the building where his wife works. CAP occupies a strange space between the worlds of civilian and military aviation, one that relies primarily on self-monitoring. CAP started around World War II as a way to make use of the country's large domestic air fleet, with small planes monitoring the border and patrolling the coast for submarines. Since then, it's morphed into a program made up of about 56,000 civilian volunteers across the U.S., helping with search and rescues, flying supplies to emergency responders, and even transporting vital organs.
Basically, we're all about saving lives.
Captain Brian Emerson is a spokesperson for the Alaska wing of CAP, made up of more than 700 volunteers, only a quarter of whom are actually pilots. Many are former military or emergency responders, although Emerson says people's motives for joining vary widely.
Some people enjoy the camaraderie after they've gotten out of the armed services, of being back in the feel of that culture. Others want to continue a course of professional development. That could be as public affairs, could be finance, emergency services, as chaplain.
There's also a leadership component. Nearly 200 CAP members in Alaska are cadets, young people, ages 12 to 18. The Alaska program is designed around helping with search and rescue efforts. CAP's 28 planes are stored across the state, from Bethel to Sitka. If the organization is pinged by the Rescue Coordination Center in Alaska, a team of volunteers activates to search for a missing person or a downed aircraft. And Emerson says the CAP pilots have a good track record when it comes to safety in a state where about 22 people die each year in plane crashes.
When you're running 28 aircraft around a state, you know, certain mechanical things are going to happen. And so over the years, there have been a few minor problems that I don't think would be different than the general aviation statistics.
Emerson couldn't comment on the specifics of the recent crash in downtown Anchorage. A spokesperson for the CAP National Headquarters in Alabama, Julie DeBartoleben, says that in her 10 years with the organization, she doesn't recall any incident similar to this one in which a pilot intentionally crashed during an unauthorized flight. Pilots are required to file a flight plan ahead of takeoff. The majority of CAP's Alaska fleet, including the plane piloted by Demarest, is stationed at Merrill Field in the center of Anchorage. Merrill manager Paul Bowers says the field is designed to accommodate the general public, and entry is controlled by punch code or key card. After that, security is the purview of property owners.
So each of the tenants are responsible for controlling access to the to their respective operating sites.
Bowers didn't want to give specifics on how frequently guards patrol Merrill Field, citing security concerns. Flight tower was unmanned at the time Demarest took the plane, as it always is, before 7 a.m. The national protocol in such cases is for pilots to announce themselves over the common traffic advisory frequency on a voluntary basis. Much of the culture around small planes operates through a system of trust. One of the sources contacted for this story, who declined to be interviewed on tape, described it as, quote, a weird fraternity, one with an emphasis on safety and a presumption of good intentions. Merrill Field, the source added, is vastly more secure than most of the places small planes are stored.